Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown.
Nikita Upadhyay is a beauty expert, a journalist, an influencer, and she was the head of digital at Cosmo India. She is the author of the book, Roots to Radiance, Wholesome Beauty Solutions for the Millennial Life. I met Nikita, as I do many people, online. I don't even remember how and when we connected. She asked me if I would write an introduction or she could interview me on her book, which we did when she was in India and I was in the Bahamas. I remember one Saturday morning in my backyard, because that was the only place I can get Wi-Fi, and we did a FaceTime interview. I took some screenshots. I posted it. Then I told her I was coming to India to be on the first ever Indian beauty show. She hosted me, and now we are friends, and she is here in New York City. I'm really excited to talk to Nikita to hear her journey, which has only just begun. Here is my conversation with Nikita Upadhyay. Hi, Nikita.
Hello, Bobby.
So nice to see you.
So nice to see you again.
I did not think you would be here this quickly.
Yeah, actually, I just went home, changed quickly, you know, got out of that big skirt that I was wearing today and just dashed right in.
Well, you've got the New York thing now. You've got the black dress and the sneakers.
Yeah, so this isn't for Instagram. This is work.
This is work. So could you tell everyone, please, how we met and what was your experience like?
Sure. So, you know, I was writing this book, my first book, Roots to Radiance with Penguin, and I thought I will get the poster people of beauty in it. And the first person that, you know, came to my mind was you, because when I think about beauty, I think about, you know, Bobby Brown, the person, and, you know, her legacy and what she's created. And I had such massive respect for you. I reached out to you on Instagram with absolutely, you know, no hope of, you know, ever hearing from you or anything. I was like, okay, let me at least try. And I somehow got noticed by you. You responded. We had that chat. And even though, you know, sort of confirmed that you will be contributing to my book, I didn't know that you were going to come to India. So a few days later, you told me that, by the way, I'm coming to India also, so I would love to meet you. And, you know, I couldn't believe how life has a way of working things out, because I would have never thought that one day you're just like a person I look up to. Next day I'm like FaceTiming with you, I'm about to meet you, I'm gonna have dinner with you. This is still like a dream to me.
Well it was a really fun dinner. But even before I got to India, when I couldn't get into the hotels that I wanted to, I reached out to you, and I knew, being in the magazines, you would probably have a way in.
You liked my recommendations.
I did. We loved the hotel. And when I first met you, when we had dinner with my husband and Pyle, and you had these beautiful gifts for me, these cakes. It was a magical night.
The Evolution 18 cake.
Yes, yes. She made a beautiful, had her a bakery make a beautiful cake that mimicked Evolution 18. And we had dinner at a really fancy, nice Indian restaurant.
Yeah. And later that restaurant got an award, and, you know, I was just attending that award function. And on my way back, I had another FaceTime call with you. So I was like, okay, I was just thinking about that night we had dinner, because that restaurant was getting an award. I was like, okay, again, I have to talk to Bobby. So these two places have something, like, there's some connection.
Well, you seem very spiritual. Yeah. And you also seem very open.
Yeah.
Because here you are in New York City. Your book launched a month ago?
July.
Yeah. And it's been, you know, you did a lot of press from India, and it did very well.
Yeah.
Right? You made all the bestsellers lists, and it was just a very big success. Uh-huh. And then it was for sale over here in America.
Yeah.
And now you're here. And for you guys that are listening, so many people would not even think about taking the chance. But Nikita came over here. She had a couple things set up. Mm-mm. She went to see my friends at VaynerMedia, Mary Kay at PureWow. We have a mutual friend, Matt Higgins. And little by little, things are happening.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's so funny. And so Matt Higgins is actually texting her right now, which is really funny. But we're here talking about her book and talking about what it's like to work for a magazine in India and what it's like to be an influencer, because now you are an influencer.
Yeah.
So tell me about your book, first of all.
So my book, the whole reason why I wanted to do it, because my mother, who's a DIY queen, and I belong to a very small town in India where you did not have access to, you know, online shopping or like really fancy products, or, you know, any place in India for that matter. When I was a child, we did not have this online shopping or, you know, those kind of things back then. And since I was very little, I've noticed my mom, you know, getting all the solutions in the world through holistic ways. You know, everything, every solution has to come from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's like pigmentation or like there's a seasonal change, anything that she wanted to do and, you know, she thinks was fail-proof was, you know, made in the kitchen. So I knew that she has all the extensive knowledge in the world about these ingredients. So earlier I thought maybe with her knowledge I could come out with products. But then I was like, okay, products could take a lot of time. You know, maybe if I have to do something quickly, I have to, you know, I should write a book, because anyway I was writing, I was the head of Cosmopolitan, so I was writing health and beauty articles over there. So all of those things were happening. So when you're a writer already and then you have the knowledge, you know, if you combine those things, you, the best thing you could think of is writing a book. So that's how that happened.
So talk about some of the ingredients, because right now, you know, very big in the wellness world, mm-hmm. are traditional Indian ingredients.
Yeah.
Amla, ghee, turmeric, yep. black pepper. What is amla?
Amla is gooseberry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what do you do with the gooseberry?
So gooseberry is an antioxidant and it has tons of vitamin C. So it's like, you know, it's even stronger than orange and lemon in that case. So if you, you know, it's a anti-aging agent as mm-hmm. well as, you know, it has antioxidant and anti-aging properties. So those things are very good for your scalp. Like if you ferment it, you know, in an oil, I have a lot of oil recipes. So if you, you know, ferment that in oils, it can generate new growth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people are even scared if they eat too much gooseberry, you know, they can even have facial hair because it is that strong,
mm.
right? It's not just for, you know, the growth will be like on all parts yeah. of the body. So it has to be done, you know, in the right way.
And is amla something you would eat or is it in a powder?
Yeah, amla you can definitely eat.
The berries itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what about ghee? What is that used for?
Ghee is, you know, made with milk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a dairy product. But ghee is just, you know, you can just make it at home. In India, we even put that on the chapatis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just like for the hair or, you know, the body or the face, which is you know, it's fabulous for. But you can even eat it, apply it, all of those things. Yeah.
And what about turmeric?
Turmeric, you know, it is like the ingredient in every vegetable recipe in India. Everything has to have ghee because all the, you know, sabzis, we call it India, you know, in India, vegetables are called sabzis. So in all of them, it's yellow in color, right? So mm-hmm. it's all turmeric everywhere. So it has to be in every single thing. You even add it with milk. You add it in your face masks and you can add it in your the vegetables that and the meals that you're making, even in rice when we make biryani. I don't know if you've had biryani.
Of course.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like the star ingredient in every recipe in India. It's just, you know, superfood in every sense. And it's so humble because it's so cheap, you know, so easily available. And it has, you know, all the things that you could do with it. It's just nonstop.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So tell me what it was like working with Cosmo. And how long did you work there?
I was with them for almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I was with Harper's Bazaar Bright. And it's from the same group
right.
in India as well, like it is here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like not a change in floors, but just, you know, a change in the office. So I was with Harper's. So that was a bridal magazine. Mm-hmm. I worked with them as an intern, and then I became a contributor and their social media manager. Then I wanted something full time. So then months later, I applied at Cosmopolitan. I was given the title of junior features writer at first.
Mm-hmm.
But after I grew their views organically so quickly that they made me the head of the entire thing in a year.
So what were their followers when you joined, and then what did you grow
so
it to?
They were at 9 million-ish. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the kind of views that I had given them, they've never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the newest in the team. And, you know, so I didn't know what their standards were. I was pretty new. I was even like unwell I had dengue. So in the middle, I sort of, even in my sickness, I was, you know, breaking records. So that's when my teammates reached out and told me that this is the, you know, the most amount of views we've ever seen. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I was just like, you know.
And why do you think why did you think you got so many views?
Because I think I'm a good reader of, you know, minds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've noticed that yet, but I know what kind of content should be out, you know, on social media at what time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
For this, one has to know that, you know, my target followers, they are active, you know, during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And they are more, you know, this age group that's more focused on you know, maybe health and wellness around this time of the day, because that's when probably they're getting up, you know, they're leaving work. So maybe they'll go home, think about their life. That's when they'll think about relationships. So you have to think about what your reader is thinking about. And that's how you, you know, put out content. So you really have to, you know psychology to get that kind of views, because you have to know what the other person is thinking and what they need at what time of the day.
You even told my assistant how to hold the camera, and now she thinks she's like, you know, is like perfect photographer, which she did a good job, so thank you for that tip. Yeah. What's your own beauty routine like?
My own beauty routine is fairly simple. So I get up and I do one facial exercise that, you know, that you have to just press this the point between your eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sort of activates your chakras. You know, it increases blood circulation. So when you're washing your face and applying cream, just do that for a few. It's all explained in my book. Yeah, you have a copy.
I have a copy, yes. Yeah. I'm going to go look at that when I get home.
Yeah, and then, you know, just fairly basic tips that just, you know, when you're run your fingers in upwards, circular motion. Those, you know, small things that, you know, help you in the long run. And just face wash in the morning, and then apply your favorite cream, whatever it is, and then apply the sunscreen, and on top of that primer if you need that. If you don't, it's just, you know, if you can just feed your face adequately, you don't really need primers or anything of that sort, right?
Yeah, because you're into health and wellness also, right?
Yeah.
What's your eating routine like?
My eating routine, I just have one simple rule in that sense, that I do very light dinners or like no dinner at all. Whatever, you know, I indulge in all kinds of food. Like, I've never said no to a pizza or an ice cream just because, you know, that I can't indulge. I just park it before 2 p.m. That's all. Yeah.
Do you exercise?
Yes, I used to exercise even more when I had a, you know, a full-time job, because they had a gym there.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I sort of became lazy in the middle, but then I started doing yoga at home.
Mm-hmm.
And yoga I've never done. Earlier, I was into exercise. Then I was doing nothing because I was writing a book. But then I thought, okay, the best way to, you know, work this out is to get into yoga. And I never thought I could actually do it, because it's so big in India, it's so big in, you know, in the US and everywhere. Everyone swears by yoga, but I was one person, I thought it was too boring for me. Like, I cannot sit in one position and not, like, do anything. But then I looked up a few exercises that involved moving. So those things I can do. I can move. I just can't sit in one position. I'm sure you can relate to that. You have a pretty noisy brain.
Yes, I have a very noisy brain. Yes, I do. I absolutely do. Yeah. But I could do yoga, but I'm telling you, my mind is somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I do yoga more for the physical.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it kind of gets all the junk that hurts in my body.
Yeah.
And I have not meditated yet. I do it for, I could do it for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I could sit and I feel good after 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But I assume I would feel good if I could do it for 20, but not going to happen. So I have some questions for you. First is, how do you stay fresh on a plane?
Fresh on a plane, yeah. I have two favorite things that I carry with me. Sunscreen, it's given, okay? So I'm not going to mention that because everyone says use sunscreen. I'm going to go with sheet masks and face mists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my way of just keep feeding your face all day.
Do you travel with food or snacks?
Not on a flight. I like to travel with a water bottle. Sometimes it gets too heavy, but that's the, you know, thing you have to live with if you want to stay hydrated.
And what makeup item can you not live without?
Makeup item that I cannot live without. I think I'll go with brow pencils or mascara.
Mm-hmm.
One of, you know, the two things. Yeah.
And how do you take your makeup off?
I use makeup wipes, or sometimes I just use coconut oil and cotton because that's the best. I've even taught DIY makeup removers in my book.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is put milk and almond oil and a few drops of lemon if you wish. Yeah, just a few drops.
Really?
Yeah. And yeah.
And it takes your makeup off?
Yeah.
Even eye makeup?
Yeah.
Oh, even longwear makeup? Like long?
Yeah.
Really?
Because there's almond oil, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that cuts it.
Yeah.
And last question, how do you fall asleep at night?
I actually have a lot of, you know, I do struggle a lot to fall asleep because I always have like 20,000 tabs in my mind. And it's not really something that I have to do. But it's something I want to do. Like, there's no deadline or, you know, someone standing on my head, you know, asking me to do something. It's just my own, you know, list of things that I want to do. And I've not even fallen asleep and I cannot wait to get up and, you know, get to work. So that's just how, yeah. So sometimes I do listen to handpan music on Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm not able to fall asleep, I just ask Alexa to play handpan music. So that's very, very calming. That's a beautiful instrument. And, you know, it's just better than all the other instrumental music that helps you sleep, according to me.
Aww. Yeah. And where could people that are listening find you? Like where?
On Instagram, I think that's where.
What's your Instagram?
Nikita Upadhyay, NikitaUpadhyay.
And your book, the name of your book is
Roots to Radiance, Wholesome Beauty Solutions for the Millennial Life.
And it's really good. I suggest you all go out and get it. There's a lot of great tips in there. And thanks so much for meeting me
Thank
for lunch
so
today.
For coming. Having me.
Yeah, for coming to my podcast. I hope I get you to Montclair this week.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying for that. I'm just sorting all of the things that I'm, you know, packing towards the end of my trip. I'm only going to do these things.
Yeah, no, and it's your first time in New York, so I'm excited for you to see the city. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Love you too. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.